Fans of Japanese animation or anime are going into withdrawal. That's because legendary anime director Hayao Miyazaki is retiring. His final feature, The Wind Rises, opens today for 1 week only in L.A. and New York. Just enough time to get in the Oscar chase. Miyazaki's made a career out of producing otherworldly films. But as the world's Bradley Campbell reports, this one is grounded on Earth.
The trailer for Hayao Miyazaki's last film starts with a poem. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Let the wind carry these wings to you. That's our entry point to Miyazaki's fictionalized story of the Japanese aeronautical engineer Jiro Horikoshi. He's the man who created the Mitsubishi A6M-0. It was a military plane built in the 1940s. The thing was lightweight, maneuverable, and it could fly, it seemed, forever.
The problem, though, with this plane in particular, is that it's an amazing aircraft, but it was used to do horrible things.
That's Brian Ashcraft of Osaka, Japan. He's a writer for the website Kotaku. And he says this plane became notorious for bombing Pearl Harbor and for shooting Allied planes out of the sky. Despite the movie's focus on the Zero, it really isn't about war, though. It's about a man pursuing his dream, creating the perfect airplane. That's ironic for a man who spent his life creating fantastic worlds of beauty. The Wind Rises opened in Japan last summer. It's already raked in tens of millions. But that said, not everyone has taken to it. Ashcraft has been writing about the reaction to the film, and he says it stirred plenty of online controversy.
I think just kind of the imagery and then what this plane came to represent, that it might be a bridge too far for some.
In Japan, some people called Miyazaki a traitor and anti-Japanese. In South Korea, some criticized the film as glorifying Japanese imperialism. Some of the conflicting complaints might be due to Miyazaki's storytelling style. Idiosyncratic is a word that critics often use to describe his work and that of his production house, Studio Ghibli. And yet,
in Japan, Studio Ghibli movies are what kids grow up on. So when kids are really small, this is what they watch. And it's become really entrenched in the culture.
Miyazaki also has his fans abroad. People like Susan Napier, a professor of Japanese studies at Tufts University. She's writing a book about Miyazaki. And her first Miyazaki moment of sorts was watching one of his early films, Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind.
I remember just thinking, I'm seeing something so new, so original, so imaginative, and so darned beautiful.
Napier says she cried at the end of his newest movie, partly because she knows it's his last.
Personally, as a fan and as someone who really has been touched and moved by so many of his works, it's a huge loss because he's absolutely unique. There is no one like him.
And that's why Brian Ashcraft finds it so interesting to see Miyazaki tackle such loaded subject matter in his final bow.
It's fascinating to see a director who's in his early 70s still have something to say and not just kind of go out quietly.
Although if he does find retirement a bore, well, there are plenty of fans who would welcome his return. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell.